Two of your three favorite people in the world are here, ready to rock and... No, I'm just kidding.
I don't know. Sometimes they don't much like me.
Wasn't talking
about
you.
You know, believe it or not, there are moderates and actual liberals that listen to this show.
Oh, I know. I know.
They get annoyed and throw things at the radio, but other than that...
It's my job. All right, let's do some entertainment news. Eva Mendez and Ryan Gosling. Two very attractive people in Hollywood. You know, and you see them together, and you're like, wow, okay, sure. It looks as if the party's over. Eva Mendez and Ryan Gosling have reportedly broken up after 2 years together. Eva said the relationship had just run its course. Wow, how shallow. There hasn't been a lot to say. He was everything you supposedly want in a guy. Great on paper, but she felt like something was missing.
Whoa, wait a minute.
That's her...
What kind of breakup line is that?
I know.
For men who are not married, try saying that to a girlfriend. See if you don't get hit over the head.
You know,
honey, you looked great on paper.
Everything is, you know, when I did the positive and negative fact sheet here, it's like, yeah, your positives outweighed your negatives. But, you know, now...
There's no spark. There's nothing there.
It's a skillet to the forehead line.
Yeah.
You know? Looked great on paper.
Denise, this is how you know you're in trouble, all right? This is how you know that you are a train wreck and you are in trouble. Denise Richards and Brooke Mueller, you know who they are?
Yeah, Charlie Sheen's ex-wives. This is a bizarre story.
Charlie Sheen's ex-wives met yesterday in order to discuss the custody of Brooke's four-year-old twin sons with Charlie Sheen. It's not clear if Denise will keep custody until Brooke is ready to resume that role. But one thing that was not discussed is giving the boys to Charlie.
See, what's the problem is these twin boys are out of control.
Yeah,
and they are like bullying Denise Richards'
other kids.
Biological kids. Now, she's watching them while Brooke Mueller is in rehab or something? Is that what it
see,
is?
I don't know. This is just messed up. But now, here's the thing. These kids are four.
Mm-hmm.
How out of control can they be?
Well, they can be out of control.
Well, then start fixing the problem. Four-year-olds are not the boss of the family. And when you are just a big wuss, oh, look, little Billy is so cute when he's throwing lighter fluid on the cat.
No, wait, I got a different take on this. What if Charlie Sheen is the problem here?
Hmm?
Is he the kind of guy who's going to go off when the little boy says, Daddy, Daddy, she spanked me. Daddy, Daddy, she put me in timeout.
I don't know.
Then you'll have lawyers.
He's like, kid,
we'll go to court or whatever.
Kid, let me tell you something. In a few years, you're going to pay $500 to get spanked. That's going to be Charlie Sheen's law. Anyway, Denise has temporary custody of Bob and Max. She recently wrote a letter to the Department of Family and Child Services saying that she could not handle them anymore because they're insane.
Okay.
And she blames Brooke and Charlie for their behavior. Now, Denise, I'm going to have to tell you something. I think you're just being a pansy here. You got four-year-olds. Discipline them and take control. If you have custody, they didn't give you the custody of these kids because, I don't want them. I don't want them. You asked for it. So now be a parent. New movie's coming out. You ready?
Thor, the Dark World.
That is exactly right. Thor, the Dark World is getting ready to take up the events of the Avengers. Chris Hemsworth, of course, returns as Thor, a giant hammer-wielding Norseman in a leather miniskirt. Tom Hiddleston is his brother Loki, who's locked up on Asgard for attacking Earth. And this time, a ancient race of evil elves return. Really? Return for revenge against Asgard, and Thor has to free Loki to get his help.
This is going to be just as good as the first one. The special effects and the characterizations are really good, I'm told.
It sounds terrible.
You see the first Thor movie? The first Thor movie was
pretty good.
Was fantastic.
Yeah,
elves.
Yeah.
Based on a comic book.
Well, we're not talking about, the Keebler elves here. They're not coming out with evil cookies. I mean, this is going to be some hardcore stuff.
And this may be the first time that a major movie has a tie-in to a TV show the exact same week. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. next week is going to have a tie-in to the movie
nice.
Where they have to clean up some of the mess that Thor and Loki leave in the movie.
What a coincidence. How did they do that?
It's amazing.
This is the eighth movie to take place in the Marvel Universe. It's supposedly? It supposedly is going to have a bit of a darker feel to it. The director, Alan Taylor, worked on The Sopranos and Game of Thrones. We got that coming. Now, there's another movie coming out. it is a spoof of the Hunger Games. It's called The Starving Games. It will also rip on The Avengers, Oz the Great and Powerful, and Harry Potter. So it's got people in it that I've never heard of. Doing, who knows what it's going to be. We'll see. There's people from the Disney Channel show Corey in the House are in it.
Mm-hmm.
So good luck with that.
Chris is familiar with that show. His daughter's probably watching.
Have we gotten to anything that like a mature adult could actually see this weekend?
All right, how about this one? About Time. A guy learns he can travel through time and relive certain moments of his life until he gets them right. Nothing to be confused with Groundhog Day, okay? But then he has to make his girlfriend fall in love with him again. But remember, nothing like Groundhog Day.
Don't we already know from every time travel movie that if you go back and change things, it's going to mess up the space-time continuum, and you may not even exist?
I don't know about that.
Haven't we learned from
all
of the other...
Why not mess it up for the better? How about more flowers after the first date?
Yeah, you could learn. You know,
the timeline unfolds that she is even more into you as time goes. That's
you want to. I'm going to go off on a nerd tangent for just a second. I actually heard a physics explanation of why it will be impossible for you to go back in time and meet yourself.
Okay.
And the very simple example answer is: you know how you take a microphone and hold it up to a speaker and you get unbearable feedback?
Uh huh. Mm-hmm.
They're saying that exact same thing would happen. That if you come in vicinity of your original being, the harmonic feedback of the time-space continuum would destroy you both.
That you can't be you twice.
That's precisely right.
No, that's...
I know,
You're destroying my, I'd love to be able to travel through time. Did you read Stephen King's...
Trust me, I would love for you to be able to travel through
time. Did you read Stephen King's last novel, the one about the going back to stop the killing of Kennedy?
No, I did not.
It's a time travel. It's really good.
And the movie 12 Years a Slave is expanding its nationwide theater.
Okay. Probably not going to come here, though.
Brad Pitt, Benedict Cumberbatch, Michael Fassbender. Can we get an actor that's got a normal name?
What movie are they in?
Fassbender.
In 12 Years a Slave?
12 Years a Slave.
Really? Maybe that will come here.
Yeah.
I didn't know the cast was that big name.
No, it's huge. And then the big news, the one you're all waiting for, Star Wars 7 will come out December of 2015.
Really?
December of 2015.
Do you care?
I do care. I'm ready.
No, when can a franchise end? I mean, when I was in grade school, kids had Star Wars lunchboxes.
The first three Star Wars movies were very good. The last three were not so good. So why do they continue to make them?
Well, now, wait a minute. Hold on a minute now.
You're a Star Wars nerd. So you're going to tell me that the last three were good?
No, I'm not saying it would have been better had they brutally murdered Jar Jar Binks, like is in that trailer that leaked out over the last couple of days. But this is the new franchise after it's been sold to Disney.
So you think they're going to be able to improve it?
Hell no. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be right back.
Turned 29 recently. I had the worst birthday ever. I got into a car accident on my 29th birthday. It sucked. I was in South Carolina. What really sucked about it is I was in a car with three strange women, and I think I had a good shot at the one that was in the back seat with me. But once the car accident happened, that kind of threw everything off. It's kind of hard to jump back in the game after you were in the ER for 10 hours. You can't pop out with stitches. So where were we? I woke up. It sucked. I didn't even have that moment in the car accident where you get to say, what's happening? I just woke up hurt. And I think as a man, when you say you were in a car accident, people think you were driving. No, I wasn't driving. Other people failed me. I wasn't wearing my seatbelt. That was a mistake. I was in the back seat. Because when you're in the front seat, the car cares about you and annoys you into wearing your seatbelt. All right, woman, I'll put my seatbelt on. But in the back seat, the car, hey, the seatbelt's there. Do what you want to do. You want to gamble again? Double or nothing. Your life. I just woke up bloody in the ambulance. That's how rappers say it. In the ambulance. Shot him 5 times, put him in the ambulance. No, it's ambulance, man. Stop saying it like that. Rappers ruined how I said ambulance for 10 years. I was saying ambulance. No, it's ambulance. I woke up, I pulled my health insurance card out right away. I have health insurance. This ambulance ride shall be reasonable.
Severe weather updates on WSAU.com. And on air at AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.